Welcome to this subscriber-only expat audio guide for Lecce, Italy. Thank you for supporting our work.
Imagine stepping into a place where ancient history kind of whispers on these golden cobbled streets, where the smell of incredible food just drifts invitingly and sunshine feels like, well, like a constant companion.
That's the dream of Italy for so many people, isn't it?
Exactly. But what if we told you there's a truly unique gem nestled right in its heel? A city often called the Florence of the South.
Ah, Lecce.
Today we're taking a really comprehensive look at this enchanting city.
We've pulled out the most important nuggets, the key things you need to know to really understand what living in Lecce is actually like.
Yeah, not just the tourist view.
Help you quickly get informed and, you know, maybe decide if Lecce clicks with what you're looking for in your next chapter.
So we'll journey through its absolutely stunning Baroque architecture, its vibrant culture,
but
also get right down to the practical stuff.
Yeah, the nitty-gritty, cost of living, housing, what the infrastructure is like, even the climate. And crucially, we'll try and help figure out who Lecce might be the perfect fit for.
Okay, let's dive in then. Let's start by painting a picture of Lecce, this golden heart of Apulia. Geographically, where are we?
We're right down at the very tip of Italy's heel, deep in the Salento Peninsula, which is part of the wider Puglia region.
And the surroundings, and a picture of olive groves.
It's embraced by these seemingly endless rolling olive groves, huge golden fields, and you're just minutes away from both the Adriatic and the Ionian Seas. Really unique position.
Best of both worlds, sea-wise.
And what's really fascinating, maybe something you wouldn't just guess from a map, is how the landscape itself shapes Lecce's whole identity, even its nickname.
Oh, so?
Well, the city's built on this flat limestone, and it's this limestone that gives everything that incredible warm golden glow. It's absolutely magical at sunset.
Ah, the golden heart. Makes sense.
Exactly. And that very same limestone is the material used for its breathtaking 17th century Baroque architecture. That architecture, plus its rich cultural spirit, that's precisely why it earned the name the Florence of the South.
It's more than just pretty buildings, right? Our sources talked about the old center being like a labyrinth.
It really is. Not just streets, but a true maze of narrow, twisting alleys that suddenly just open onto these grand, almost theatrical piazzas. And every corner you turn, there are these palatial facades, churches just dripping in intricate carvings, cherubs, flowers, mythical creatures. It's almost overwhelming, the level of detail.
So much history layered there.
Definitely. I mean, you had the Greeks, the Romans, the Normans. They all left their mark over the centuries. But it was really the Baroque era that shaped Lecce into this
walking through history.
It absolutely feels like that. But it's not just about old buildings. It's a living history, you know? It defines the city's unique charm. Every stroll through the center genuinely feels like stepping onto a beautifully preserved stage set.
It's easy to get lost in just the Baroque beauty, I imagine. But what our sources really emphasize, and this struck me, is that Lecce is far from being some static museum.
Oh, definitely not. It pulses with a very distinct life, its own personality.
Like the local dialect.
It is. It's apparently peppered with words and sounds you can trace all the way back to the ancient Greek settlers. Think about that connection.
Incredible. A living link to the past.
So, and if you happen to be there in August, you get to experience La Nota de la Taranta.
Oh, the music festival.
Yeah, a huge folk music festival. It fills the night air with this infectious beat of traditional pizzica music and dance. It's meant to be incredibly vibrant, really authentic.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah.
And practical point, the old town is mostly pedestrianized.
That's a huge plus for residents. It's often called a walker's paradise, and it scores really high on walkability. You can genuinely just wander and get lost in its charm on foot without dodging cars.
That makes a big difference to the feel of a place.
It really does.
Okay, so with that stunning backdrop, what about the actual like rhythm of life there? We heard it's pleasant, relaxed. How does that feel day to day if you're thinking of moving?
Well, it seems to translate into a noticeably high quality of life. That slower pace, especially if you compare it to Italy's bigger, more chaotic cities, it just means less stress. maybe more time to actually enjoy things.
Not a different kind of rich.
Exactly. And that slower rhythm doesn't mean it's sleepy or hard to connect. The locals in Lecce are renowned for their friendliness, their warmth.
Always good to hear.
Yeah. Newcomers often say they feel genuinely welcome. There seem to be plenty of opportunities to connect, whether it's through, you know, specific expat meetups, Facebook groups, or just striking up a chat at a local cafe. That openness really helps with social integration.
Easier than maybe in some other places.
Yes, that warmth seems quite characteristic.
And you mentioned expat meetups. Is there a big expat community then?
It seems active and growing. Regular meetups, online forums where people share advice, social gatherings. There was this great quote from a long-term resident that really stuck with me. She said, "I've been here 34 years. I love it here." Simple as that.
Wow, 34 years. That says a lot.
It really does. It paints a picture of this blend you've got, the longtime locals, this growing group of expats and retirees too, all enjoying this lifestyle that's relaxed, but, you know, still vibrant.
It's not boring.
Not at all. The work week is fairly standard, apparently. But the weekends, that's when things really come alive. Markets pop up, the squares fill with music and chatter, cafe terraces get busy. There's a real buzz. Market owners, winemakers, everybody's jumping on the bandwagon.
Speaking of cafes, we have to talk about the coffee, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you have to try this signature coffee. It's espresso or mocha, but with ice and almond milk.
Oh, interesting. Sounds refreshing in the heat.
Exactly. And the local treats. Don't forget the pasticciotto.
The pastry.
Yes, that sweet pastry, usually with a custard filling. Delicious. Or the savory version, the rusticola chaise. It's flaky, filled with mozzarella, tomato, maybe some bechamel. So good.
My mouth is watering already.
As that ties back to the region's agricultural roots, Lecce's is a major hub for olive oil and wine production. So the local bounty, it genuinely ends up right there in the city's kitchens and markets. It's very farm to table, naturally.
What are some classic dishes to look out for?
There's cisariettria, that's pasta with chickpeas, kind of hearty. Acqua sale is a refreshing bread-based salad. And of course, the classic ear-shaped pasta with turnip greens. Simple, but amazing.
Delicious. Seafood, too, being near the coast.
Definitely. Bacala a la Salentina, salt cod, Salento style. And a real local delicacy you might find is bombette. They're small rolled up pieces of pork, usually stuffed with cheese. Incredible.
Okay, definitely a food destination.
For sure. And the dining scene reflects that. You've got your traditional trattorias serving up these classics, but also modern eateries. There are even a couple of Michelin-starred places like Bros and Primo Restaurant. So, a real mix.
Impressive range. And for cooking at home or just browsing markets?
Yep, really good market culture. There's a daily open-air market just outside Porto Rudia, great for fresh produce, staples, and then a bigger one every Monday and Friday. Sells everything, fruit, veg, clothes, household goods.
You can get pretty much everything you need.
Yeah, between the markets, the supermarkets, department stores, little independent boutiques, and specialty gourmet shops, the shopping options are pretty diverse. A good blend of modern convenience and that traditional market charm.
Okay, practicalities. Let's talk money. What does all this wonderful lifestyle cost? Leather has a reputation for being affordable, right?
It does, and it seems well-deserved, especially when you compare it to the big hitters like Rome or Florence or Milan. It's generally seen as quite accessible, particularly for expats and retirees living on savings or pensions.
Good news for many listeners. And housing, often the biggest chunk of the budget. How's the market there?
Availability seems pretty good. Our sources classified it as high, which is encouraging.
Okay, and prices, buying versus renting.
Right, so if you're looking to buy, the average price per square meter is around 1,615 euros. But there's a range, obviously.
Can you break that down a bit?
The median price is about 1,567 euros per square meter, but you can find options maybe needing a bit more work or slightly less central down around 1,001 euros. And then more premium properties, maybe renovated in the historic center, could go up towards 2,087 euros per square meter. So there's flexibility.
That seems quite reasonable compared to other European hotspots.
Renting is where it looks really attractive. You could find a place in the historic center starting from around 499 euros per month.
Wow, that's very accessible.
It is. For a typical two-bedroom apartment, you're probably looking at a range between, say, 600 and 1,300 euros monthly, depending on the size, the condition, and exactly where it is.
Okay, and day-to-day stuff, groceries. The
estimate we saw suggests budgeting around 525 euros per month for food and non-alcoholic drinks seems reasonable for a household. Again, pretty manageable.
And income levels generally, just for context?
Yeah. For context, the average income per capita in Lycée was around 22,800 euros back in 2023. Now, that puts it sort of mid-range for Italy overall.
So what does that tell us?
Well, I think it reinforces that Lecce's economy isn't primarily driven by, say, high-paying corporate jobs. It makes it more appealing for people bringing their income with them, pensions, remote work, savings, rather than those seeking high local salaries. And that contributes to keeping the overall cost of living relatively low.
Makes sense. Okay, so beyond the lifestyle charm and the cost, let's dig into the foundations, infrastructure, healthcare, connectivity.
Yeah.
The really practical stuff.
Right. So the city itself isn't huge, about 94,300 residents. But the wider metro area, say within 5 kilometers, bumps that up to around 223,000 people.
And the infrastructure quality?
It gets a score of 83 out of 100, which is pretty decent. It reflects utilities, access to healthcare, good tourist amenities. Things generally work.
A sense of but.
Well, yeah. It's worth noting that some areas do need renovation and upgrades. So if you're coming from a country with, you know, super modern, updated infrastructure everywhere, you might notice the difference. It might feel a bit patchy in places.
And that's important context, especially when we talk about healthcare. Our sources use the word underwhelming. That sounds concerning.
It's definitely something to flag, especially for expats and retirees. It means that while you can access healthcare regionally, there are hospitals, clinics, the overall quality might not meet the standards you'd find in perhaps northern Italy or other advanced European healthcare systems.
So what does that mean practically?
It means if you have complex or ongoing medical needs or just very high expectations for state-of-the-art facilities and specialists for everything, you'd need to do some really deep personal research, maybe even visit specific facilities or talk to doctors beforehand. It's a crucial point for due diligence.
Absolutely critical. Okay, what about getting around?
Regionally, it's pretty well connected. The closest airport is Brindisi, which is great, only about a 30-minute drive. Bari Airport is also an option, maybe 80 minutes away.
Rail links.
Yep. Two nearby train stations offer solid connections within the region and beyond. And for driving, main roads like the SS613 and SS16 link you up.
And local public transport buses.
It exists, but the feedback was not always frequent, which comes back to what we said earlier.
Like a walkability.
Exactly. Most errands, especially within the old center, are easily done on foot or by bike. It really is geared towards that.
Now, the digital elephant in the room for many, internet.
Ah, yes. This seems to be a persistent quirk. Maybe even a frustration. Internet speeds can be, well, frustratingly slow by modern standards.
Understand, how slow is slow?
The consistent theme was slow. So if you're a digital nomad or rely on high-speed internet for work, or even just for lots of video calls home, this could be a genuine challenge, a potential deal breaker.
Definitely something to investigate further if you rely on it.
Absolutely. Test it out if you visit beforehand.
Okay. And connecting that to work, the job market, you touched on this earlier.
Yeah, it's crucial to be realistic here. finding traditional employment is described as relatively limited. The economy score was only 48.5 out of 100.
It's not a place you move to find a job, generally.
Generally, no. It seems much more suited for retirees, people with independent income, remote workers who don't need blazing fast internet, or perhaps entrepreneurs starting something locally. If finding a local job is your main aim, Lecce could be quite challenging. Be very aware of that.
And what about families' education options?
For families considering the move, education is obviously key. The good news is there are international school options nearby.
Nearby meaning?
About a 30-minute drive away towards Brindisi. There's the QSI, International School of Brindisi, and the International School of Brindisi, ISB. Both offer accredited English language programs from preschool through secondary. They tend to follow U.S. Common Core or American-style curricula.
So options exist for English education. What about local public schools?
The public schools seem pretty decent on paper. They average in the top 30% nationally for all criteria and top 40% for standardized tests. And there are quite a few of them, like 13 primary schools, 12 kindergartens listed. So availability isn't the issue.
Again, I feel a caveat coming.
Yes. One source specifically noted that local education facilities may not meet all expat expectations.
Wait, what does that usually mean?
Differences in curriculum focus, teaching styles, language of instruction, obviously. Maybe fewer extracurriculars compared to what some international families are used to. Or perhaps different approaches to parent communication. It's very subjective what meets expectations. So thorough research, maybe even school visits, would be essential if you have kids.
Makes sense. Okay, shifting gears slightly, let's talk about the environment itself. The climate is a big plus, right?
Oh, definitely. It's a classic Mediterranean. You get those lovely, sunny, warm summers, generally mild winters, and the rainfall is pretty modest and balanced through the year, ideal for enjoying the outdoors.
Sounds pretty perfect. Any downsides climate-wise?
Well, the flip side of those sunny summers is that the heat can get quite intense, especially in July and August. If you're not used to that kind of heat, it requires some adjustment, planning your days around it, embracing the siesta.
Right, become a local. But air quality, that's increasingly important to people.
And Lecce scores well here, a high rating of 84 out of 100 for air quality.
What does that mean in practice? Low pollution?
Pretty much. It routinely ranks well. Levels of particulate matter, those tiny airborne particles PM10 and PM2.5, are classified as good. Same for nitrogen dioxide, which is often linked to traffic fumes, also good.
Any areas less good?
Ozone levels get a fair rating. Ozone can be an irritant, especially on hot, sunny days. Fair indicates a moderate risk, but generally within acceptable limits unless you have specific respiratory vulnerabilities. But overall, yes, the air quality seems very supportive of a healthy, active lifestyle.
Okay, that's great news. And places to enjoy that fresh air, parks, green spaces.
Yeah. Lecce has some lovely spots right in the city, Belo Ogo Park, the gardens along the old walls, the main public gardens, Giardini Publici, Giuseppe Garibaldi. Nice places for a walk or just to relax.
And outside the city, you mentioned the coasts.
Exactly. And close by, you also have Porto Sivaggio Natural Park, known for its biodiversity, great for hiking. And the San Andrea coast offers beautiful coastal trails too. So if you love nature and outdoor activities, you've got easy access to some stunning natural beauty. Just a short drive away really adds to the appeal.
So we've covered a lot of ground: history, lifestyle, food, costs, infrastructure, environment. Let's try and pull it all together. Is Lecce right for you, the listener? It got that overall quality of life score of 83, which is high. What are the big pros?
Okay, summing up the strengths, you've got that incredibly rich cultural heritage and the stunning Baroque architecture that's undeniable. The pleasant Mediterranean climate and the good air quality are major pluses for lifestyle.
The community feel.
Yes. Good opportunities for social integration, that welcoming local vibe supported by a growing and active expat community. Then there's the reasonable cost of living, especially compared to other Italian cities. access to regional healthcare services is decent, even with the caveats we mentioned. Getting around. Adequate transportation for local and regional travel, especially with the walkability. And of course, being so close to beautiful beaches and natural attractions is a huge draw. Plus, those charming local markets and the amazing authentic food scene. It really paints a picture of a more relaxed, culturally rich, and enjoyable life.
But we have to be balanced. What about the cons? The challenges people need to be aware of?
Okay, the flip side. Healthcare quality, while accessible, it might feel underwhelming if you have high expectations or specific needs. That's a big one to research, personally.
Internet
connectivity. Frustratingly slow was the phrase. A potential deal breaker for some. Infrastructure generally okay, but parts definitely need upgrading. So don't expect cutting-edge modernity everywhere.
Job market?
Scarce job opportunities. Really important. This isn't the place to move hoping to find work easily. Public transport can be infrequent outside the center, and local schools, while available, might not meet every expat family's specific expectations.
Anything else?
That intense summer heat needs adjusting too. Tourist crowds, especially in peak season, can disrupt the peace and sometimes strain things like waste management. If you crave buzzing nightlife, entertainment options are more limited than in a major city. And finally, the language. While many locals might speak some English, especially in tourist areas, the local dialect exists, and truly integrating requires learning some Italian.
Okay, quite a list of things to weigh up.
It is. No place is perfect, right? Yeah, it's about finding the right fit for you.
So putting it all together, this is the final takeaway. Lecce seems to be this place where past and present mingle effortlessly. You've got Baroque theaters next to Roman ruins, but also lively markets and cafes buzzing late into the evening.
Exactly. That easy pace of life, the warm climate, the open-hearted community, it all makes it sound incredibly inviting.
It does.
It really feels like a city defined by its charming quirks and these golden contrasts. So for you, the listener, maybe the final thought is this. If you're genuinely searching for a city that offers this unique blend, deep history, vibrant culture, loads of sunshine, and a welcome as warm and golden as its famous stone, Lecce makes a really compelling case.
But with those practical considerations firmly in mind. Absolutely. The challenge perhaps isn't just the physical move. It's about allowing yourself to truly sink into its distinct rhythm. You know, to discover how those quirks, those things that might seem like drawbacks initially, the slower pace, the internet maybe, might actually become the very things you grow to love most about it.
A different way of living.
Thank you for listening to this Magic Towns Italy audio guide for Lecce. As a subscriber, you have access to premium audio guides for dozens of Italian cities, all backed by the insights and data collected by Magic Towns Italy. Thank you for supporting our work.